Water from the rain-swollen Chena River flooded Fairbanks 50 years ago this week, displacing thousands and causing $80 million in damage. The epic flood also had broader implications. It inspired the creation of the National Flood Insurance Program and prompted federal construction of the Chena Flood Control Project. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the dam and levee system in North Pole regulate flow of the Chena during high water to prevent another catastrophic flood.
Driving along the top of the Chena Flood Control Project's Moose Creek Dam and looking out on its 3,000-acre impoundment basin impresses on you the work that went into it.
This floodway alone, they had to, you know, clear timber with big cats and dozers out there moving that material.
Chena Flood Control Project manager Tim Favel is my tour guide. He's been working at the Army Corps of Engineers project for the past 26 years. Largely completed in 1980, the system employs an 8-mile-long gravel dam connected to a levee system that, during very high water, can channel the Chena's flow another 20 miles to the Tanana River, bypassing the cities of Fairbanks and North Pole. Favel says that happened in the spring of 1992, the first real test of the system.
The 92 flood event really, I think, sealed the deal for a lot of these engineers that were involved, that it worked. Everything, all the components worked.
Favel says avoided flood damage from that event and others have easily paid for the $200 million project. Looking down on the Chena River today, it's hard to imagine so much water.
Probably only 2-3 feet deep right now. Doesn't look like a lot. Salmon migrating upstream.
We're atop the central component of the dam. The floodworks is a concrete structure spanning the 140-foot width of the Chena. There are large gates below us that can be incrementally closed to regulate the river's flow toward Fairbanks.
30-ton flood gates, there's four of them, 25 by 18 feet in size, and so those are lowered down into the, hydraulically lowered down into the bed of the river when we do have a flood event.
We go downstairs and through heavily secured doors to look at the system.
So this is the in the outlet works control structure. It's down in the gallery. We call this the gallery. And these numbers on the walls are the stations for operating each one of those four gates.
Favel describes a carefully engineered process employing numerous river gauges up and downstream, monitored during high water to precisely adjust the floodgates to keep the flow toward Fairbanks at 8,000 cubic feet per second.
We're operating 24 hours a day during a flood event. We're making gate settings on hourly. And it might be only 3-4 inches at a time or something like that, just to try to get to keep right there at that 8,000 mark.
Favel underscores that the Chena Flood Control Project, which costs about $3 million a year to maintain and operate, is simple.
It's durable. It's lasted the test of time. We continue to make improvements, small improvements along the way, and change operations slightly. But for the most part, we've done this the same way for, you know, since 1980. So, yeah.
That's assuring even today with the Chena flowing quietly through open floodgates at under 1,000 cubic feet per second. Given that 50 years ago this month, the Chena's flow peaked at an estimated 74,000 CFS, enough to put most of Fairbanks underwater. In North Pole, I'm Dan Bross.